Okay, the boy said today's daf is daf Mem Aleph. We left off yesterday, right before Esve, which is seven lines from the top of the Omid, Esve Ravina Ravashi. But to understand the Kasha of Ravina, we really should go over what Ravashi said, starting on the third line from the top of the Omid.
Yeah.
What did Ravashi say? Omid Ravashi, Machloikis Bepri Rishoy. The Machloikis that we spoke about yesterday is referring to the first Peri. What machloikis did we speak about yesterday? The pre-rishon, the pre-sheni. What is this all about? So let's go back briefly, back to Mem Omid Beis. We're starting at 6-7 lines from the top of the Omid. We had a machloikis between Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara said, Omer Rabbi Lazar, ein shvias mischalelas ela derech mekach. If you want to go and take Peiris shvias, and you want to try to remove the Kedusha Shvias from the Peirois, you can only do it through Derech Mekach. And you remember we said yesterday, even after you do that, the original Peiris retain their Kedusha. But nevertheless, person wants to be mechalded, he wants to be pointed, it's got to be Derech Mekach, through a financial transaction of, for instance, a Mechira, a sale. And how does Reb Lozer know this? The Gemara said, because it said in the Pasuk, Bishnas Hayoivel Hazois, and Yoivel and Shemitah are the same for these purposes. And the next Pasuk says, V'chisimkru Nimkar Lamisecha. From this I learn that if you want to be mechalded, Yoivel or Shemitah produce, it's got to be done with Simkru Derech Mekach. Azayit Gezot Reb Elazar. Rabbi Yochanan said, no, you can do it either way. You can go and do it through Derech Mekach, but you can do it Derech Chilul. In other words, if you have Peirois, you can go and say, I'm Mechalit, without going into the store or without any type of transaction. You're Mechalit. How does Rabbi Yochanan know? Because he has another Pasuk. It says in the Pasuk, whenever you have hegdish, you can go and be mechalded either through a sale, you sell the hegdish to somebody else, or you can mechalded where the person says, okay, I know this is worth $100, and I transfer the kedusha from this item to that item. Okay, so Yana Machloik is Reb Elazar and Reb Yochanan, but Reb Lozer says only Derech Mekach. Reb Yochanan says Bein Derech Mekach, Bein Derech Chilul. So now getting back to Ravashi. Ravashi in the top of Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. Ravashi Machloikis the Pre-Rishon. The Machloikis is only by the very initial Peiros Shmita. Al Prisheini Derechol Bein Derech Mekach, Bein Derech Chilul. Prisheini means the offspring. Now what do you have the offspring? Remember we spoke about yesterday in the Gemara that a person could go and keep on transferring the Kedusha Shemitah from item to item to item to item to item almost until infinity. So if he started off with Peiros Shemitah and then he did a barter, he bought with that meat, then the meat is going to have now the Kedusha Shemitah. And if he took the meat and afterwards transferred it and did a barter for dog and for fish, now the fish will have the din of Kedusha Shemitah. And if with the fish he bought yayin, then the yayin will, and if the yayin with the shemet, then yeah. And the Gemara said, Achroin nichnas the shvias, and the priyatma in the first one remains aser bikedushas shvias. So therefore Ravashi says, the machloik is whether or not you can transfer the kedusha. The machloik is whether it has to be derech mekach, like we heard Reb Lazar say, or it could be either Mecca or Chilo, Reb Yochanan say, that's what Pre-Risha. But Pre-Sheni, once we get to the Pre-Sheni, for instance, in our Gemara, which we had yesterday, the Basar, or the Dogim, which is already the Pre-Sheni, Diviakoyl, if you want to transfer it further, Bein Derech Mecca, Bein Derech Chilo. In the Braisa we had yesterday, it kept on saying, Lokach, 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 that was the Braisa we brought as a Raya to Reb Lazar, that Lokach, the Peirois, he bought Basar. The Lokah B'Basar, he bought Dogim. The Lokah B'Dogim, he bought Yayin, etc. So why do you have to repeat Lokah each time? You just said now that according to everybody, the second time, and the third time, and the fourth time, you could do it either way. Bein Derech Mecca, Bein Derech Chilu. Inconsistency of style, since we start over the Lokach, which has to, according to Blas, be done, but Derech Lekicha, Mela, all of them he said Lokach. Eisvei Ravino de Ravashi. Freit Ravino, mi yesh loy, mi shi yesh loy sele shel shviyas, ubikesh likach boy cholu. Person has to his name liquid assets, one sela, which already has imbued in it peirush shviyas. Meaning that he had already been mechalel peirush shmita on this sela, and this sela, therefore, has kedusha shmita, kedusha shviyas to it. And the person has to go and buy a new item of clothing, twice, a shirt, a jacket, a coat. What should he do? Obviously, you can't go and use the sela shel shviyas to go and buy a cholu. So what should he do? He should go to a grocer, but not just any grocer. It's the grocer harogel etzlei, with whom he has already an existing relationship, who will be willing to work with him to be able to memechalel that sela shel shviyas. How is he going to work with him? Boy, my life. So now, the person who owns that sela shel shviyas, in other words, the customer, he goes to the chenveni, to the storekeeper, and he says to him, "Temli besela peiros. I have a sela over here. Do me a favor. Please sell me a whole bunch of peiros. Regular peiros. Not peiros shmita. Regular peiros." V'noisin loy. And he says, "Okay, fine." He takes the peiros. He takes the sela. Now the peiros have become imbued with kedushas shmita, and the sela, on the other hand, is now a regular sela because he's transferred the kedusha from the sela to the payers. Okay, and now the person, the purchaser, the customer who just bought these payers have now become imbued with kedushas shviyas. He says now back to the seller, "You know what? I decided to give you back your fruit. The fruit that you just sold me a minute ago, I'm giving them back to you." And Rashi adds that he tells him, of course, these now have kedusha shviyas, because the owner has to know now that he has to treat them with kedusha shviyas. He tells him, "Now that I've given you back a matona of the peiros, can you do me a favor?" Presumably he gives him a wink. "Just like you gave me a matona of the peiros, I give you back the money of matona." So now we're back to square one the way we were originally, except for the fact that my peiros now are not just ordinary, regular apples and oranges. Now they have kedusha shviyas imbued in them. Aha. Okay. V'haloi. And now this fellow who started off with a sela shel shviyas, now he got back his sela, but this sela no longer has shmita sanctity in it. It's now just a regular sela. So he can use the sela for whatever he wants. That's the end of this price. So what we've done is, this is not a harama, this is in a totally kosher way, we've been able to transfer the kedusha of shmita of shviyas from the sela to the peiros, and then instead of retaining the peiros, he gave the peiros back to the seller, and the seller gave him back his money, and now he can go and use that money for whatever he wants, including buying that choluk, like we started off the price. Okay, say a fine.
So the peiros stay with the
chenveni,
with the shviyas.
It has kedusha shviyas, kedusha shviyas.
Why doesn't it lose it when he gives it back to the seller, the peiros?
As until you go and make a transfer where you're doing a quid pro quo, where you're doing an actual barter, an actual sale, if you're doing a sale or a barter, it would transfer to the other item. But here, these are now two independent things. I give the payers for Matana or yours. Thank you very much. That's what Gemara said. He said, "Oh, you're such a nice guy. I give you back the seller of Matana." That's why the prices start off. You should go to a chenveni harogel etzlei, because a regular, if you're just going to go to a grocer in the street, he's going to scream at you and say, "What are you? I'm here in business. I don't need shmita. It's just going to cause me trouble. I'll work with somebody else." The chenveni harogel etzlei, he's a customer for the last 20 years. Chenveni understands his plight, and he says, "Fine, okay, I'll sell it to you. The money will now, the kedusha shmita will now transfer to the peiros. You want to give me the peiros? Fine, I'll eat it. The kedusha shmias, no problem." And he rather gives him back his sela, and now the sela is mechulo from any kedusha shmita that it had until now.
Excuse me, I'm a bit confused. I don't understand. what
he's going to London. Yeah.
If the parents take the Kedusha Shvi'is,
right?
Anyhow,
right?
Well, why did we go around this cellar so much? I mean, we did not get rid of the Kedusha Shvi'is,
right? Yeah,
what did we get in this entire transaction? Where is our gain? I mean, I want to understand where is the gain?
You're really not asking on the cheshbon of today's Gemara. What you're asking is on yesterday. The Gemara says that achron nichnas b'shvias or pri atzmai asur. Why would anyone go and be mechal peyre shmita? It doesn't gain. You don't gain anything because the original peyres remain kedusha shmita. You're right. That's what happened. But
what did I gain?
Which you have gained.
You get a shirt. You got a shirt.
In our Gemara, you gained the shirt. But at regular situation, if a person has payers with Kedusha Shemitah, and then after that he sells them to somebody else, and he gets the money, yes, the money will now get also Kedusha Shemitah, but the original retains its Kedusha Shvias.
Yeah.
So in that sense, you haven't gained anything. You have not successfully removed the Kedusha.
Now I have two problems. I have the seller that is Shavis, and I have the original problems that is Shavis.
Don't look at it as a problem. Look at it as two opportunities to Mekayim another mitzvah. And that mitzvah is that the Torah tells you, you're not going to go and sell it to make business. You're going to eat it, and you're going to make sure to eat it before the Zman Bi'ur. Zman Bi'ur is whatever the Chachamim or the farmers will tell you. From this point on, you can no longer hold on to these payers. You're going to eat it before the Zman Bi'ur, and you'll be Mekayim that mitzvah. You'll be Mekayim what the Torah has requested and required you to do. So you have now two opportunities to do that instead of just one.
If I may add, you also...
But to be Mekayim for business then.
Exactly.
But the guy also got money. He sold the payros, so he was gained from that also. So
he didn't make a profit.
He has a seller.
He sold it for its value. He didn't make a profit.
No, but he had the payros. It came from his field. He has the profit, and now he has to know he could just be on the money. That's all. So
you're
money.
Allowed to make minimal profits up to, as we learned more yesterday, three seudos to eat in one day. So you have to go and sell in small quantities. And not try to become a great businessman and a great millionaire on this.
If you go to kosher marketplace, one of our social there's a couple $100.
Well, it depends what you eat for shalosh shidus. When I eat my shalosh shidus, it's usually a little bit cheaper.
That's
shalosh shidus. I understand. Okay, anyway, getting back to our Gemara. So the Gemara now is asking a kasha on what Rav Ashi said. What did Rav Ashi say? Machlokes b'pri rishon, a prisheini divrei kol bein derech mekach bein derech chil. Now, since this price is talking about sela shel shvius, no money in the world ever is the original source of shemitah, because money doesn't grow from the ground. You can make money by selling things that grow from the ground, but the sela itself, this madbeya, this sela, didn't grow in the ground. So how did it get imbued with Kedusha Shvias? It must be because it was part of a sale, or part of a chilul. Since Rav Ashi holds Pri Rishon, everybody agrees it's got to be Derech Mekach, so it was part of the sale. So you have Yankel, who sold some Peder Shvias, and then he received money. That money now gets imbued with the Kedusha Shvias. And that obviously is what the Brisa must be talking about. Mishi Yesh Lei Selah Shel Shvias. So by definition, Selah Shel Shvias is a Pri Sheini. It's not a Pri Rishon. It's a pre-Risheini. What did Rav Ashi say? Divi HaKol, everybody agrees, Bein Derech Mekach, Bein Derech Chilu. So I don't understand what's going on over here, Rav Ashi. This individual had a seller. He only had one seller, Shel Shvias. He wants to go and buy a Choluk. He can't, it's a seller, Shel Shvias. He presumably has somewhere in his refrigerator, pantry, storage bin, wherever, some fruit and vegetables, or if not, some fish, some flesh, some wine, some shevet, something. Go and be mechalel the seller shoshvias on the other food items. Why do you have to go to your favorite grocer that you've been going to for the last 20 years? Stay at home and just be mechalel the kedusha shvias from the seller shoshvias to the meat, to the wine, to the whatever, to the other food item. is the chayra raya from this, that the only way that you can go and remove the kedusha would be by through a mekach. That's why he has to do a chemini. But Rav Ashi just finished saying that the machlokes in the pre-Rishani, everybody, even Rabbi Lozer agrees. Bein derech mekach, bein derech chilu, very stark akasha. Yes,
maybe he left at home. His empty house.
Yeah. So maybe he has no other food items.
Right. Yes, he was away. He's back now. Has money from Shemitah. The only way to do is to buy.
Theoretically, you're right. Well, it's assuming that everybody has at least a minimum of something in his home. It's not totally barren, because if it's totally barren, he has a seller shashvias. Why is he buying a cholik? He should go buy bread. He should go and buy meat and fish. I mean, if he really has no food at all, he needs the food more than he needs the cholik. No?
Good.
Zok, you no problem. We're just finishing off the kasha. Since we're talking about a seller shoshvias, by definition, shoshvias means that it's a pre-shein. Could be even a pre-shlish and a pre-revi. And it says, he has to go to the chemini. Be much easier if you can stay at home. Elom Ravashi! Ravashi now does a shtickle reversal. V'nehapachol. Machloik is v'pre-sheini. Apri Risha in Divya Koil Derech Mekach in Derech Chiluloi. Ah, so Itaka have just the opposite. The machloek between Rabbi Lozer and Rabbi Yochanan is talking about the second time, or the third time. But the pre Rishon, everybody holds it has to be Derech Mekach. Why does everybody hold Derech Mekach? Because everybody holds in the drasha that Rabbi Lozer said yesterday. What was the drasha? First he said, Bishnasa Yevlazoi is Teshuvu. And then it said, Vechisemka Mimkala Misecha. What's the juxtaposition, the smichus of the two psukim together? To tell you that if you want to go and be Mechal, Peiroi's Yoivul or Peiroi's Shmita, it's got to be Vechisemkru Derech Mekach. But that's only pre Rishon. Once already you've transferred the Kedusha to another item, now already there's a machlokes. Rabbi Lozer holds you continue doing it, always have to do Derech Mekach, always. And that's very good now, according to this pshat, why the Braisa said Lokach, 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 because according to Rabbi Lozer, it's always got to be Derech Lekicha, even by Prisheni and Prishlishi and Prishvi. It's only according to Rabbi Yochanan that holds it the second time already, being Derech Mekach, and being Derech Chilus Machlokes, the Prisheni. That's where the machlokes is. A pre-rishon to be a koil derech mekach in derech chilul loy. And since we're talking about pre-sheni over here, so this brayta that says that you have to do lokach goes alima dera blazer, because it ain't chanan. Couldn't trip yoichanan. You wouldn't have to have this elaborate system working together with the chandani. You can go mimachal it at home. Brayta yomara. What about the echad shvias echad masa sheni? What is this? What is he talking about? So let's go back to the Gemara of yesterday, Mem Amid Beis, six lines from the bottom of the Amid, where the Gemara brought Tanya Kavos and Rabbi Yochanan. What does Rabbi Yochanan hold? Bein derech mekach, bein derech chilul. It says echad shvias v'yechad maaseh sheni mischalin al behem chayim v'yoy bein chayim bein shchutin. And Chum say no, not by chayim, because gzeir shem yigam. Okay. So now the choyra, it doesn't say over here a sela shel shvias. The choyra, we're talking about the original shvias and the original maaseh sheni. And what does it say in the brisa? You can be mechalalit. You don't have to do a lekicha, a mekach. You can do chilul even by pre-rishon. But Rav Ashi just got finished saying the pre-rishon kuli alma moide derech mekach in derech chilul loy. Frankly, more the tony echad shvias v'echad maaser shiny. My shvias to my shvias. We taka don't mean the original shvias. We mean taka the descendant, the offspring, the demay shvias. And you're going to tell me, come on, isn't that a remote doichik pshat? Says Gemara, no, that's emes lamita shel teira. That's the real pshat. The ilay te mahachi, it says over here, not only shvias, but also maaser sheni. Meiser, litay mahachi, meiser mamish, we're talking about the original maaser sheni, that you're trying to take my fruits which grew in Tel Aviv or Bnei Brak, and I don't want to schlep the maaser sheni all the way to Yerushalayim. It's just so heavy. Baruch Hashem, I have such a bounty. I need 10 U-Haul trucks to go and schlep all of this maaser sheni to Yerushalayim. I want to be poided. So what does it say in the pasuk? If it's taka too difficult, ki yirchad mimcha hamakoy, ashi yivchar Hashem olekecha, You can go be machal of the payros on money. And the money can't just be any money, it's got to be a matbiya sheyesh alav tzura. Let's say it's a tzara kesef biyadcha. So how are we talking about I'm being mechalel the maaser sheni produce on behemois, behemachayv oif? I can't even go be mechalel on tomatoes or potatoes. I can only be mechalel on money, and even then, not any money. It's got to be a matbiya sheyesh alav tzura. So for 81, you're like, tamahachim, maaser, mamish. Looks in the tzara kesef biyadcha. So it's impossible to go and be mechalel the original maaser Yesheni on a behema chayv oiv ben chayim ben shchutim. Elamayim was from the chazon. Now it's main meiser. It's talking about a person who now entered Yerushalayim and he brought with him $1,000 of Master Sheni money that he used to go and be mechala all the original payers Master Sheni. What is he going to do with that Master Sheni money? You have to use it for food. You can't go and buy with it svarim or buy with it any other real estate or anything else. You got to go and buy food. So zokter the price, you can go and buy meat, no problem. Oh, does it have to be dafka chayin or shchutin? And the chachamim, what you can use it for? But it's remeir. No, don't go and buy. Don't go and buy a levedik animal. Presumably, there would be the exception of a person who immediately goes and uses it for a carbon, because we said already many times that that was one of the principal uses that they used it for, that they went and used. Oh, that's the bottom choices here on Memo Medvez. You see the last few lines, he talks about buying a shlomim. Is the shlomim a lebi dikim behema? And the chum say, you can't buy a lebi dikim behema, because there is shami yikadam in adarim. Anyway, ayin shom for further discussion. But the point is, just like we have proven that the master shady that's referred to in the Bryce is not talking about the original master shady, it's talking about the May Master Shani. So the Shvias that we're talking about is also the Hachanami Dmei Shvias. Oh, Dmei Shvias. How are you Mechala Dmei Shvias, which means already pre-Shani, pre-Shlishi. How can you Mechala it? According to Rabbi Yochanan, Sai through Mekach, Sai through Chilul. Stuck of the Raya from the price is an excellent price. It's an excellent Raya, but not like we thought originally on pre-Rishon. We're talking about pre-Shani. And now we go back to Lulav. Yes.
So
yes, Brother Shai.
Maaser Sheni is different, obviously, than because Maaser Sheni and the Mitzvah issue. You are Machal on pre-Rishon, so to speak.
There's no chiv to do it that way. It's only as a matter of convenience.
You can't schlep it up.
You know, if you don't want to schlep it up, no problem. You don't have to schlep all the Maaser.
You're Machal on Kesef.
On Kesef, absolutely.
But you can't do that, Mark of Lesser. With
Shrias,
you have to only do
the Derech
Mekach.
You have to do Derech Mekach. That's correct. If you're doing Shrias,
you
have to do Derech
Mekach. You want to make sort of a hekesh between Maaser Sheni and Shrias, but it's not so.
So you're doing beautifully. This price, by the way, is not a hekesh. All the price is something like
hekesh, I mean,
I understand this collects the two together. A parallel. And that's why the price is Tanya Kavasa Rabbi Yochanan. It's taken not a right to a blazer. If you want the wish, it's a kashner blazer. But we had another price, a Tanya Kavasa Rabbi blazer. The blazer says, lokach, lokach, lokach. And guess what? According to the new pshat of Ravashi, then by Machloikis, the pre-shading, the Machloikis is the second time. And everybody agrees it's going to be Derech Mekach. So that Raisa, which is talking about the first time also, Derech Lekach. So each time, Lokach, Lokach, both for pre-rishon, both for pre-shani, so that's solid in favor of Reb Lazar. Because according to Reb Yoichanan, by the time you get to pre-shani, then you can go and do it through Kihul. You don't have to do it through the Kihul. So we had a right to Reb Lazar, we have a right to Reb Yoichanan. Presumably, the price is the Machloikis Tanoim, just like we had a Machloikis Amira. Okay, Zok the Mishnah. Now we go back to in Yonim of the Arba Minim. Barishoyna Yolulam Nitil Ba Mikdosh Shiva Ubamdina Yoim Echod. At the time the Beis HaMikdash was standing, we, Klal Yisrael, only took the Shiva Saminim one day. By Yoim Arishoy. In the Beis HaMikdash, they took it 7 days. Why? Where Vushtaitis? Oh, it's very simple. Let's go back to the original Basik that we always talk about when we talk about the Arba Minim. Ulakachtem lechem bayoyim arishoy. Pri eitz hodar, kapis tomorim, banach eitz ovois, the Arba nochal. But the Basik doesn't end there. Usmachtem lefnei Hashem aleikeichem shivas yomim. Now you could theoretically learn that this din of simcha is something separate. Usmachtem, yeah. Take your lulav b'yom harishon, first day, and the rest of the days of yomtiv, 7 days, dance every single day and sing. Usmachtem, make leibedik, make simchadik. However, the Gemara understands it differently. The Gemara understands that usmachtem lefnei Hashem aleikeichem shivas yomim is also a din in arba minim. But you told me the arba minim, it's only b'yom harishon. So the two dinim in the arba minim. Din number tzvei dinim. Tzvei dinim in four minim. If you're outside the Beis HaMikdash and you're outside Yerushalayim, we'll talk about Yerushalayim in another moment, then it's only b'yom harishon one day. Minatay. Kach lechem b'yom harishon. If, however, you're in the Beis HaMikdash, 7 days. How do I split it up? How do I know that this is 7 days and this is one day? Well, it says one and seven, but how do I know that if you're doing it privately, it's one, and the Beis HaMikdash is seven? It says Rashi, but it says in the pasuk Lefnei Hashem, Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem, which is the closest place to the Shechina in this world, when the Beis HaMikdash was standing, that was in the Azara. That's the Beis HaMikdash. So when you are Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem, you take the Arba Minim, Shivas Yomim, 7 days. Outside the Beis HaMikdash, you go and take it only one day. So back to the Mishnah. Very shiny. Initially, meaning the time when the Beis HaMikdash was standing,
good old days.
I'm sorry?
Good old days.
They're good old days. Yes, exactly. You took the Beis HaMikdash, you had 7 days. In other words, anybody that entered into the Beis HaMikdash came into the Azara. There's a machlokes with the Azara or Harabayis. Let's assume the Azara, anybody's coming with his Arba Minim, he was Mekayim, a mitzvah of the Shivas Yom. Uba Medina, if you're outside the Beis HaMikdash, now Rashi says Medina means even in Yerushalayim, she'afu b'gvulim. In other words, if you're in Yerushalayim, not Yerushalayim, sorry, if you're in the Beis HaMikdash, according to some, even if you're just on the Har HaBayis, yes, 7 days. But if you are down below, no, not on the Har HaBayis, you are in Yerushalayim generally, just like anywhere outside Yerushalayim, it's an only 1 day mitzvah. There is, by the way, a Rambam and Pirush HaMishnayis that disagrees, and says that when it says b'mikdash shiva, that mikdash includes Yerushalayim, but b'medina means outside Yerushalayim. So that, as you say, Brother Shai, in the good old days when the Beis HaMikdash was standing, the mitzvah was not only the Beis HaMikdash itself, but even in the whole Yerushalayim, 7 days. B'medina outside Yerushalayim, then it was only 1 day.
Well, it was an interesting from the city, you may have according to this,
very good. So therefore, what Brother Shai is telling us is those machmirim, they say about Rav Eliashiv Zatzal, and presumably about other Rabbanim and Choshev Yidin, that they would always be makbid to go into the Ir Atika in front of the Kotel and take with them the Arba Minim every single day of the 7 days, except of course Shabbos, but otherwise all 7 days they would go and shakalul of an esrik hayoy mazeh. Because according to that Rambam, the din of the 7 days is not only b'mikdash itself, but in Yerushalayim. And when it says in the Mishnah, Mikdash, it means including Yerushalayim. When it says Vamadina, it means outside Yerushalayim. There are those that hold that since, well, let's continue on and we'll go back to this. Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, since the Beis HaMikdash has unfortunately been destroyed, Hiskan Abirchim and Zakashi, Lulav Nito Vamadina Shiva, Zeich HaMikdash. We should all take the Lulav and Esrik all 7 days to remind ourselves, Zeich HaMikdash. So now the question is, according to the Rambam and Pirush HaMishnayos, today in Yerushalayim, if you take your lulav and esrog on first day Chol HaMoed, are you doing it because of this takana Rav Yechim and Zakkai, or are you doing it because of the fact that it's a mitzvah in Yerushalayim? Just like there was a mitzvah originally in the good old days when the Beis HaMikdash was standing, even after the Beis HaMikdash unfortunately was destroyed, the mitzvah of Yerushalayim remains intact. So the question is, are you becoming now a mitzvah d'orais in Yerushalayim, or only a mitzvah d'rabban? There are those that say that even according to the Rambam, this din of the 7 days in Yerushalayim is only when the Beis HaMikdash was standing. After the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, there's no longer a mitzvah, even according to the Rambam, in Yerushalayim today, other than the Tekadosh of Yechim and Zakkai that applies throughout the world. And in fact, Remeir Shimche from Dvinsk, Zhoktach, I'll bring you a raya that this must be the case. I'm sorry, don't move.
Your chai was just last week.
Oh, Ramea Simcha. Oh, Shkoyer. So Ramea Simcha says, I'll bring you a raya that there's no longer a chi of the raisa in Yerushalayim, because the whole reason why Rabbi Yechim and Zakeh had to go and be mesak in his takana, alta zeichel amikdash, if the original din of 7 days still applies today in Yerushalayim, I don't have to make a zeichel amikdash. Be Mekayim that go to Yerushalayim and go and shock your lulav and esrog, and you Mekayim it even today. The fact that in the whole world we have to go and do it 7 days, Zayt Zichos, as a result of the Charm, this 7 day mitzvah left us, the arise of the Shiva, and it had to reinstitute it throughout the world, in Yerushalayim and everywhere else, in Chutzlar, the 7 days. Okay, anyway, that's as far as we're missing. So that's the first halacha of the Mishnah, and now we go off a little bit on a tangent, and we say Shehei Yom Hanaf Kulei Aser, that the same thing applies that Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai made a special takana on Yom Hanaf. What means Yom Hanaf? The word Naf literally means like the Yom Tnufa, the day that they would do the wavings. What waving are we talking about? We're talking about the first day of Chol HaMoed Pesach, where everybody knows in the din of Iser Chodosh, all of the new tefuah that grew over the last year since the previous year, since the previous first day of Chol HaMoed Pesach. What happens with all that new tefuah? There's a din of Chodosh, and now they eat it until that first day. Now the question is, what happens on that day that now allows you to eat from the new tefuah? So there's a little bit of a stira in the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Velechem, velechem, the koli v'charmel lo yisoichlu ad etzem hayoyim hazeh ad haviyachem es korban alakechem chukas oyim v'yisechem b'chol moish v'yisechem." So you have lechem, koli v'charmel lo yisoichlu, don't eat from the new chodesh ad etzem hayoyim hazeh, until that day, meaning the first day, chol moish. And then it continues on. Ad haviyachem es korban alakechem, so you bring your carbon. So make up your mind. Is it eat sumay shel yoyim? Is it the day? Or is it the carbon? So the answer to that is, like Rashi brings here a little bit barichus, Gemara in Masechtas Menachos, that it depends. When the Beis Hamikdash is standing, you got to wait out the Achas on the Korban Olkecha. When the Korban Omer is brought that day, as soon as the Korban Omer is brought, pow, that minute, all the Chodesh in the world becomes now permitted to eat. If there's no Beis Hamikdash Chas V'Shalom, then it's Itzuma Shel Yom Ha'Etzem Yom Hazeh, which would mean Heir HaMizrach, as soon as the first light in the morning, either Luis HaShachar and the Tzachama, once it's day, boom, you're allowed to go and eat from the Chodesh. Rabbi Yechim Tzake was concerned, what happens now, unfortunately, that there is no Beis HaMikdash, what happens, what are people going to start doing? They're going to start eating from that first moment in the day. And this may take a couple of years, and then the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt, and what people are going to continue doing, eating from the first moment in the day. But once the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt and we're bringing the Karbanos, then you can no longer go and eat from the first minute of the day. You got to wait until the Karbanos. So he said, you know what, I'm making a takana, Yom Hanaf Kulei Asur, first day of Chol HaMoed, as long as the Beis HaMikdash unfortunately is not standing, you're not allowed to eat the Chodesh the entire day. You're going to have to wait until Matzah Chol HaMoed, the Rishon. Once it's Leil Chol HaMoed Sheni, then you can start eating it again. We're going to talk about this in the Gemara. Zok Gemara, we know when the Avdin and Zeichel HaMikdash, how do you know? We go back to the beginning of the Mishnah. How do you know that you make a Zeichel HaMikdash? Who says that there's such an Inyan, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai? On Rabbi Yochanan ben Yomakra, Chadacha Pasuk in Yervin. Pasuk says, like you have in Ois 2 or Ois Beis, Ter Ore Shalim, Ki Ale Arucha Loch, Umi Mikoisayach, Umi Makoisayach, El Poeich, Noom Hashem, Ki Nidocha, Koru Loch, Tzioni, Doirish Ein Loch. What Yirmiyahu is saying is that the time will come that the Kodesh Baruch Hu Miat Hashem is going to Ale Arucha Loch. I'm going to go and bring you refuahs to your ailments. Umikoisayach El Poeich, any makas that you received, any trauma, I'm going to bring a refuah. Yom Hashem. Why? Because until now, Kinidoch Al Koru Loch, until now, Yerushalayim and Klal Yisrael were all ejected and rejected. Tzioni, after all the healing of Shtot Yerushalayim, Tzion, Doirish Einla, nobody cares about it, nobody asks about it. That's what the Pasuk says, Yemiah. Says Rabbi Yechim Zakkai, we see from the words of the Navi that there is an Inyan to be Doirish, the Inyan of Yerushalayim. It shows you that yes, people should think about Yerushalayim. Think people should think about the Beis Hamikdash. The best way of thinking about it is instituting mitzvahs which will be zeichel hamikdash. That unfortunately today we don't have that 7-day mitzvah of lulav and esrog in the Beis Hamikdash. So therefore, we do it outside the Beis Hamikdash to remember those great days. Remember Yerushalayim. B'sheyoyim anaf. My time, what's the reason my yom enough? My time because Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash. We're hopeful that every single day the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt. V'yoyim Ruh, they're going to say, Yishtakid, Nuyachal Nebeher Mizrach. I remember last year I was together with the chief rabbi of Kishkin Halash or some other contemporary Gedolim and Tzadikim and Kedoshim, and I remember we ate Chodesh first thing in the morning. I was invited by Rav Eliashiv Zatzal to join him for breakfast, first day of Chol HaMoed, and we already ate from the Chodesh. And now that the Beis HaMikdash has been rebuilt, now you're telling me, Naya Chumris, I can't eat, I gotta wait till Karbanis. Come on! Rav Eliashiv was very, very reliable. If he said you can go and eat, you can eat. So, Mila Chal Nebeher Mizrach, last year didn't we eat Her Mizrach? Hashanami Nechel, I don't have to be Frumer, I'm Frum enough. If it was good for Rabbi Eliashiv, for Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, it's good enough for me. Hashanami Nechel, I'm going to go and eat from Her Mizrach. They know the other, but these people don't understand. Yishtak, the Lehab, they said, Midosh, Her Mizrach, Hitir, and Etzema Yoybazer. Hashanik, Beis HaMikdash, Oymer Matir. And now there's a Bokh Hashem Beis HaMikdash, it's the Oymer that's Matir, and therefore, you gotta wait. And since you gotta wait, Rabbi Yechim Mazaka was afraid people wouldn't wait, and therefore he established, don't eat until the end of the Yom Hanaf. Now the Gemara is going to address a couple of details. Before we get to these details, one thing that we have to bear in mind is our Mishnah Lechoyer has put together two things which are unrelated. We're talking about the mitzvah of Lulav, which is appropriate for our Masechta, talking about Lulav and Sukkot. And then he says at the end of the Mishnah, oh, by the way, Yom Enaf, which is on Pesach, first day Chol HaMoed, from now on, don't eat from the Chodesh until the end of the day. We Kim Teran, you know,
both are first day Chol HaMoed, not Tesvav, Tesayin, Tesayin.
Can you think of any other connection? No. So look at the Tosis here in the middle. She here, I'm an afkuli aser. Harbi takonis tikin of Yoichan men Zakai. Elahanach tarti tikin yachin. It would happen at the same time. Lahokitani acha, you're an af agav gerora, even though it had nothing to do with us, but they were both at the same time. The taima the menachet berakir bishmol loitani hachta lulav agav hayhu hahu diyemanaf. In other words, there in the Sechus Menachos, it has a similar mishnah that only brings the second one. He doesn't bring the first one. So I understand that first teretz of toisis is it's a package deal. Since Rabbi Yechon Zakkai at the same sitting at the same yeshiva of Bezdin when they instituted one takana, they instituted the other takana, so we bring both together. But why didn't Menachos, why don't we bring both of them together? So he freaked twice. So there's a Svasemis or a Chedush Yerim, I think Svasemis says a beautiful, beautiful pshat, and he says that the reason why these come together in the Mishnah is because if you think about it, these are two diametrically opposite takanas. In which respect? In the first takana was, unfortunately, the Beis HaMikdash has been destroyed. And therefore we've lost a lot of mitzvahs, including the mitzvah of the 7 days of Lulav and Esrog in the Beis HaMikdash. And what happens if Chas V'Shalom, the Beis HaMikdash is not rebuilt this year, and maybe not next year? Remember, Rabbi Yechman Zakkai lived at that time. He lived when the Beis HaMikdash was still standing. He saw B'Churbana, and he continued to live after the Churban. People at that time were hoping, okay, unfortunately the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. It had been standing until now 420 years, so hopefully in a year or two or three or four or five, it'll be rebuilt. But unfortunately, two, three, four, five went by, and it wasn't rebuilt. Rav Yechim and Zakkai said, we got to stop making Zeichel HaMikdash. We got to remember the Beis HaMikdash. Yom Hanaf is the other way around. Yom Hanaf is, I'm hoping that this year the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt and people are going to err because of the fact that since last year I started eating the Chodosh first thing in the morning, what's going to happen? The Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt. People continue eating the Chodosh first thing in the morning. I got to be nervous. The Beis HaMikdash might be rebuilt this year. We have to make a takana. So therefore, it's just the opposite takana. The first takana was, I'm afraid the Beis HaMikdash may not be rebuilt for a while. Unfortunately, Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakkai was right. It's almost 2,000 years. The second one, the Yom Enaf, is because I'm hoping that every single day it will get be rebuilt, and if it's going to be rebuilt so quickly, I better make sure that people are not going to make a mistake about their eating the chodesh. So this was that. When the people heard that first takana, that I'm afraid that this carbon based midish may continue for a long time, there was tremendous depression and agnes nefesh in the ranks of Klal Yisrael. People said, oi, 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 we have a korban, we're not going to be able to get together with the Shekhinah like we did for the last 420 years, and this might last another year and another year and another year, and that's why we have to make this type of takana. People were crying in the streets. It was massive hysteria. People were upset and they were crying. However, as soon as Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made the second takana was to lift their spirits. And he said, Rabbi Isai, just like I'm concerned that this Mikdash may not be rebuilt so quickly, I'm also hoping Meheri Yabana Beis Hamikdash, maybe it will be rebuilt in Etchem this year, and therefore next year when it comes on first day Chol HaMoed Pesach, people are going to make a mistake and think you can eat Heira Mizrach. Therefore I have to make a new takana. And people said, Baruch Hashem, the Yochanan ben Zakkai has that emunah bitachon that the Beis Hamikdash will be rebuilt so quickly. So therefore this already tempered their terrible angst, their terrible agony about the fact that the first Beis Hamikdash, that the Beis Hamikdash had been destroyed, and we're making that takana that it may be destroyed for a while. That's the reason why we brought the two over here. But in Masechtas Menachos, we're only focusing on the second one. I don't have to talk about the depressing takana. I only have to talk about the good takana. So that's why that Gemara only brings about the Yom Hanaf and doesn't bring in about the dinam of the 7 days of the Arba Midah. Bruchim. So getting back to our Gemara now. Now the Gemara is now going a little bit into the details. We're 6-7 lines from the bottom of the Omid, where the Gemara says, the Ibn Amos. You're talking about the Oymer, and you're afraid that next year the Beis Hamikdash will, not you're afraid, you're hoping that the Beis Hamikdash will be rebuilt, and people are going to still eat Heira Mizrach. Ibn Amos, when was the Beis Hamikdash, when will it be rebuilt according to this Takon? Ibn Bishit said that it was going to be rebuilt on the 16th, meaning on the first day Chol HaMoed itself. Hari Hitter Heira Mizrach, it's already too late. If it's only being built, Lamashal, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock on the first day Chol HaMoed, by 6 o'clock this morning, 5 o'clock, whenever it's Heira Mizrach, it was already Mutter. So you don't have to wait for the carbon. No need to make the Takana. Heira Mizrach, you can eat immediately. There's no people making a mistake. Because as soon as Heira Mizrach, there's no Beis Hamikdash until 8 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 12 o'clock. Nothing to worry about. El Ibn Chameis, oh, you're talking about that it was built on Chameisar. Chameisar means on first day of Yom Tov, before Chol HaMoed. And that's what and Rashi said, by the way, Lav Dafka Chameisar means that the last day could have been built weeks before, months before, right? 8 months before, 10 months before, up to a year before. So it was Ibn at any time prior to that. Why did he have to go make an Isser for the entire day? Should be enough to go and make an Isser of eating the Chodesh until midday, until Chatzais. Don't now we have that famous Mishnah. Right. That a person who lived in Tel Aviv or Haifa or wherever else, he's allowed to eat the Chodesh as soon as it's 12:01, because he knows that the Bezin is going to go and bring this as quickly as possible. The latest possible time when they're going to bring the carbon Omer is 12 o'clock. So if that's the case, so make a takana throughout the Doiris until Meheri Bona Beis Midish, that we shouldn't eat Chodesh until 12. But after 12, eat immediately, because after all, when the Beis Midish was standing, we're able to eat from 12. Everyone like Trichon Ibn Balayla, either it was built the night between the 15th and the 16th, or Inami Samal Hashkiyah Zechama, it was takari built on the first day of Yom Tov, but shortly before nightfall, and therefore, says Rashi, they didn't have enough time to prepare everything in a timely fashion. After all, they just built the Beis Hamikdash that night, or a few minutes before nightfall, and everybody is becoming now accustomed to Baruch Hashem, there's a Beis Hamikdash, and what's the first thing we have to do tomorrow is bring the carbon oimer. So we have to go and send out shlichim to go and find oimer, to go and cut the oimer, and then to go and do all the processing of the oimer. And since it's brand new, it's fresh, we're going to have to go and bimiyavish it. We're going to have to go and first dry it out. And then we're going to have to go and do a tchina. We're going to have to go and grind it and crush it. And then we have to do 13 napois, 13 filters, 13 sieves, siftings, exactly. it's going to take so long that I'm afraid we may not be finished before Chatzos. In other words, when the Beis Hamikdash was standing many, many, many years ago, so they of course made preparations in advance to go and have Shluchim go and cut the Omer just in time and do all the processing in a timely fashion. However, if the Beis Hamikdash is going to happen in B'yat Hashem on the 15th of Yom Tov, the 16th, the night between Yom Tov and Chol HaMoed, everybody's going to be so busy with this brand new Beis Hamikdash, the Sanhedrin say, okay, what's the first thing we got to do? First, we got to get a Sanhedrin. Okay, we got a Sanhedrin. Now, what are you going to do? We have to go and appoint two Shlichim. Okay, two Shlichim, go out. Go and cut the Omer. By the time they're going to be finished with this, it's not going to be by 12 o'clock. It might only be by 3 o'clock or 5 o'clock. So, therefore, they said, you know what? Go and ask for the entire day. Rashi is bothered by how can you go and build a Beis Hamikdash on Shabbos or on Yom Tov and at night? There's a Gemara Masechta Shmuas that says that you cannot build a Beis Hamikdash at night or even on Yom Tov. It says in the pasuk Ubiyoyim Hakim Es Hamishkan. Ubiyoyim means during the day, and here talking about a Beis Hamikdash at night. So Rashi says that's only by the first and the second Beis Hamikdash. The third Beis Hamikdash is going to be brought, is going to be built by Kaviyach by the Rebbeinu Shloim himself. The Rebbeinu Shloim himself would just drop down the Beis Hamikdash that night. That's what Rashi says. He brings the pasuk that we say every day in the Shira. Mikdash, Hashem kaidin yadach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to create it with his own hands and just drop it down to below, so there won't be a problem building on Yom Tov or building at night. Okay, that's teretz number one to Argasha, that it's talking about that the Binyan Beis Hamikdash will be at the last moment and they won't be able to go and prepare the carbon in a timely fashion to be finished by Chatzos. But Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar, I have a brand new pshat. Rav Yechman Zakkai b'shitas Rav Yehuda Amar. The Amar min HaTorah hu asur, that in fact Rav Yechman Zakkai holds like Rav Yehuda that it's asur until the entire day. Dechsev could say that etzem ayoyim azeh adi tumashol yoyim, because of adi ad bichlal. As you know, throughout Shas, wherever we have the word ad, it's always a shayla. Ad bi ad bichlal, ad v'loy ad bichlal. Until now, we assume that ad v'loy ad bichlal, that as soon as it's etzem ayoyim azeh, hey, a mizrach mutter in chodosh. Now Gemara is saying no. Ad etzem means until the etzem ayoyim azeh is finished. Ad bi ad bichlal, agan setog. So therefore, min ha-toira, you're not allowed to go and eat until nightfall. The Gemara is going to ask shortly, if that's the case, why do we call it Hiskin Rabbi Yechiman Zakkai? That's the Lachem in HaTorah. We'll get to that in a moment.
And also, how does that case, how does the, so the Omer is Matir, the Omer is Matir, if it's Usher the whole day, how is the Omer Matir it? You need the Omer plus Harif Shemesh.
Yes, an excellent kasha. So we go back to the original kasha. We have the stira. One pasuk says that Etzem Yom Hazeh. The other pasuk says Arav Yachem is Korban Lekeichem. Make up your mind. So until now we said, if there's no Beis Hamikdash on Etzem Yom Hazeh, first light in the morning, Etzem Yom Hazeh, Adbulei Ad Bechlal. Matir. If there is a Beis Hamikdash, no. Arav Yachem is Korban Lekeichem. You have to wait for the Korban. Contributor, it's the other way around. If a Beis Hamikdash is standing at the Yachem, bring the carbon, then it's mutter. And if there's no Beis Hamikdash, you have to wait until nightfall, until the whole day is over. Frankly, Mar, you're telling me Rebbe Zakkai holds like Rebbe Yehud?
I'm not going to say this. He was the Amr of Yochanan.
Nachman is saying Rebbe Yehud is later than Rebbe Zakkai. He's much later than Rebbe Yehud. So he's a sita. Shita Rebbe Yehud said of Arva Arva Chlau is something Rebbe Yochanan Zakkai ascribes to in this halacha.
In fact, you're both right. Look at the last Rashi on Mem Aleph Omer Aleph, last line. B'shitas Rebbe Yehuda, ois shita shay Rebbe Yehuda shay be talmidei talmidav toyish achrav toyish kamu b'yomer. Even though it's famous in the name of Rebbe Yehuda, really Rebbe Yechim Zakkai had already said this two generations earlier. Okay, good. You think good? And they're actually answered your question. Great, Yimara. Is that true? Rabbi Yechman Zakkai holds a shitas of Yehuda, but mitzvah paligalei. In fact, it's a machloikis, not the sanya didnan. Samishna, mishachar beis hamikdash. Hiskei Rabbi Yechman Zakkai shei yoyim anaf kulei asur atakon. Only Rabbi Yehuda. You don't have to make it to God. Well, we're not toiru who asur. Just about etzem yoyim mazeh. Adi tzum shol yoyim. Adi ad bechlal. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda is arguing on Rabbi Yechman Zakkai, not that he's agreeing to Rabbi Yechman Zakkai. Rabbi Yehuda made a mistake. Who Savar Midrabanan Kama. That when Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai said, I'm making a takana, that means something brand new, a rabbinic ordinance, something Midrabanan. So he said, it's not Midrabanan, it's Midraisa. Flohi. No. Avad Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai holds taka like Rabbi Yehuda, that it's Minatoira, and that's Midrabanan. I bo hiskin kamar. My hiskin dorash vehiskin. What means dorash vehiskin? Says Rashi. He took this pasuk. He learned it like Rabbi Yehuda. Ad v'ad v'chlal. And based on that, he told everybody this is the halach. Which means the word hiskin really has a double translation. It could mean making a takana, or it could mean making a tikkun. Takana would mean something brand new, a brand new ordinance. That's a takana, like a gzeira, a takana. Tikkun means he was afraid that people would make a kilkul, and he was misak in the situation by proclaiming, Rabbeisa, you should know the halacha now is that when the Beis Hamikdash is no longer standing, you gotta wait at Etzem Yom Hazeh until the end of the day. Now here you want a Beis Hamikdash, you mention next year. We'll be able to do it at 12 o'clock, right after the carbon is broken. But in the meantime, it's at Etzem Yom Hazeh. So he was misakin not a new takana, but he let everybody know, this is the halacha d'oraisa.
The problem is the language Etzem Hayom Hazeh. It appears many times in the Torah, and Etzem Hayom Hazeh doesn't usually mean the end of the day. It means the
Tzumah Shel Yom.
It's Tzumah Shel Yom.
Right.
So the language of the Torah is problematic here because
he has a kashya of Yehuda. So what Rabbi Yehuda is learning is that a Tzumah Shel Yom, for instance, like Yom Kippur, it doesn't mean that instantaneously at 1 o'clock when a person does an Aveira, 1 o'clock, Tzumah Shel Yom, it's Mechaper. It could be that the end of the day, 1 second before Shkia, before Tzeit Chum, now Tzumah Shel Yom is Mechaper. So Tzumah Shel Yom means on that. What's up?
Hiskin,
Takana. Yeah.
People make the contact either Takanas are correct, or Takana is made to Messiah. So it's not, what I'm trying to say is what you could try to say is that his skin means he made a
sort of a hitch,
if you will,
and his skin
here could be three Masakrits.
Exactly.
But it's one of the settings, actually. Nobody makes it to come down.
Absolutely.
So it's one of the settings, actually.
Agreed. That's why the word his skin lends itself to both.
This is the real Tikkun Olam.
Right.
This is the real McCoy.
Real McCoy. The Gemara assumed until now Hiskin means a brand new Takana based on biblical sources and good reasons, all the rest, but a brand new Takana. Just like all of the Chumras that one has, the Gabi Hilcha Shabbos, why is there a din on Shabbos? You have to go and make an Erev. There's no, except for Yerushalmi, there is no din of Eruv Tchumim Min HaTorah. Tchumim made a new Takana. Why did they do it? Because of whatever they thought was proper for Hilchos Shabbos. And all the other Chumras that we have, the Rabbanan, the Gabi Hilchos Shabbos. So all of these are takanois. Here what the Gemara is saying is, no, Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai made something new. Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai was just interpreting and elucidating what it says in the Torah, Ad Etzem Hayom Hazeh, that people should not be toeh and think, first moment of the day I can eat Chodesh. No. You have to wait until the end of the day because it's Ad V'Yad B'Chal.
And yes. So, I think my point is whether it's Kippur at the end of the day, if you know it's for
certain. Exactly.
Has to show that somebody passed away, let's say, in the middle of the day, in Kippur, to see if they assume it's a cup anyway. And then, just as a. Yes.
Sure.
Famous story.
Yes.
What's coming up? The observation describes how he was at risk, and his father, his little boy, 6-8 years old, came over to the window and said, Verily, see this Shkia is Mechaper. In other words, the fact that Yitzhu Mishra Yom, I'm not reading what the Ramosha television has done, but no, Yitzhu Mishra meant the whole day is Mechaper.
Good. Very good. So there will be Shikorai to Rabbi Yehuda back at the end of the day.
I've had
the
Chum.
So how does
the Nechama
part of the other Kashi you asked? Yes, sir. Why is it not mentioned?
Because it's not a new Takan. Very good question. So this shot and this Asemis and then this and the toys, this is all plays to the first. Exactly. Talking more about Dr. Mishnah. Yom Tov Rishon Shechag Shechol Yoyis B'Shabbos. What happens if Yom Tov Rishon falls out on Shabbos? We know that today the halacha is first day of Yom Tov, for that matter, any day of Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, then we do not take the lulav and esrog. However, in the time of the Mishnah, Yom Tov Rishon Shechag, they did take the lulav and esrei. But you now they're going to carry in the street. It's tachy Shabbos, tachy yomtiv. Yomtiv yar Shabbos. So what did you do? You parked it. It's chalom malichas levein in the base of Knesset. They brought it to the shul in advance before on Friday afternoon. Lamachas the next morning, mashkim they all got up early. Ubayim kalech v'yechad. Everyone now came. Ubayim they came to shul. Kalech v'yechad makir shalayim. Everybody tried to find their own lulav and esrei. And I like. Then why is it so important to take your own? What's concerned? Take somebody else's. You have to use your lulav. You can't use somebody else's lulav. When it says in the Mishnah, the Achroinim explain, it doesn't mean literally Amr Chacham. This is based on the drasha. Lachem. It's just the Chacham interpreted Lachem to tell you that. Lachem. Bayoim harishoy. On day one, make sure you're very careful not to use a shaul or a gozel. It's got to be yours. So that's Amr Chacham. The Chacham elucidated and explained. However, Shari Moisachad. The other day of the chag, you can use the lulav of somebody else. You don't have to do a matana mafachzir. It's the shul. You don't have to do a matana mafachzir. You can go and use somebody else's shul. You can go and borrow it. Very good. In fact, the Aruch Haner, I believe, says that the Nesha Amul Chachamim is not going in the first half. First half, the second half, Shari Moisachad, this halacha doesn't apply because when Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai made his takana for the rest of the 6 days, he didn't make the takana that that the lechem applies to all 7 days. That he left the Yomarishon only in the first day and the other 6 days. That already you can go and borrow somebody else's lulav. That's the Nesha Amrach. Rabbi Yosi Yom, Yom Tov Rishon Chag Shechol Yoyz B'Shabbos V'Shochach V'Hoytzis Lulav V'Shusram. What happens if the person forgot to bring his lulav from Erev Yom Tov to Shul, and he brings it now Shabbos morning, and he comes into Shul and he sees everybody's looking at him? Hey, why are you carrying lulav and esrei? Why didn't you bring it the day before? Anyway, you're a fool. The Amoritz, what's going on? He's so embarrassed. Potter. He's potter from having to go and bring a korban chatos. What's the reason? He's been mechal the Shabbos. He carried the streets on Shabbos. The reason is, like the Gemara is going to tell us tomorrow, because he's a toye bedvar mitzvah. And this man, Yomar, Rabbi Yossi holds toye bedvar mitzvah, even if loiki a mitzvah, by carrying it, wasn't mechal. Later on, it's mechal. Anyway, we're going to talk about that tomorrow. That Tobit Var Mitzvah, he holds your potter from being a carbon, because his intentions were pure. He wasn't over here trying to be Oyver Shabbos, but he wanted to go and have the mitzvah of a Luvan Asrikan Shabbos. And therefore.
Even if he knew that he could carry?
Even if he knew, but he forgot. He's talking about a shochach for his
lulav.
He knew the halacha. He forgot that tonight is Friday and Shabbos. You know, everybody's so busy Erev Yom Tov going and coming and so he forgot to go and bring his lulav. And I said, okay, I'll bring it tomorrow morning. You know, and then he brought it in. Say Shabbos, Shabbos. Okay, talking about Manani Mili. How do I know that there's a din that it's got to be dafka yours and you cannot use somebody else's lulav? This is not in the base of Megiddush. Everybody has to take their own lulav and esrei. And lekachtem lechem ishalachem. He says, "Show this a gozel. You cannot go and borrow somebody else's esrei. You cannot lechem." See the same lashon like the Mishnah. Amru lechem as vaz. Ain al yoytzi lichvaz beyond v'rishis shel chag lo v'shel chaveiroi elam kedesano loy b'matana. Which is, of course, the way we do it today. Also, you're supposed to give matana amnas lehachzir. Some say you have to do it explicitly. Most of the oilam relies on implicit. If somebody's giving you lulav and esrei, it means and he more tells us a famous story in Masa Ringham Leo, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Lod Ben Azari, Rabbi Kiva. So you're going by Sfina, they were traveling on the Sfina, Bloya Lulav. Remember, we had this early in the Masechta. Exactly. We had a Machoikis, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Kiva. Can you go and make a Sukkah on the Sfina? And the Gemara said, even though the Mishnah said it's a Machoikis, Rabbi Gamliel said, Rabbi Kiva, what happened to your Sukkah? Nebuchadnezzar was blown down.
But
Kuli Alma Moidid, if you have a strong Sukkah that can stand up, even a Ruch Sheinim Mitsuya Biyabasha, which is the same Ruch Lira, it's a kosher. Anyway, so we see that this stuck happened on Sukkah. So presumably this is the same story. And I'm clear, Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Kiva all traveling in the Sfina. And Rabbi Kiva was busy building the Sukkah. And Amgamir was busy getting his Arba Minim. The only one that had with him the Arba Minim is Rabbi Gamliel Bavat. Before he got on the boat, he paid 1,000 zuz for his arvamina. That was a fortune.
200 zuz. $50,000, right? Rabbi Riskin said it's equivalent to $50,000. And that was 30 years ago, he said that.
Exactly.
This why is like a $250,000?
Did he get his voyage free? Maybe it was included b'havloah with the Arba Mina. Anyway, the Torah of Gamliel, the Otzibai. So Gamliel, of course, first thing in the morning, Yishokel Luvadasik. When the son of Yeshua, b'matane. Atanam aslahachsi. Not going to be sure, b'yotzibai was yaitse. When the son of the blood of Menazari. Now he handed over to the blood of Menazari, b'matane. The Torah of blood of Menazari, b'yotzibai, when the son of Menatane, l'Rabba Akiva. The Torah of Akiva, b'yotzibai, b'yachsid Ram Gamliel. He was the last one of these four, and then he returned the Luvadasik to Ram Gamliel. Why do we even have to mention at the end of the braisa that Rabbi Kiva returned to Gamliel? Of course he returned it. What is he going to do? He's going to steal it? He's going to hold on to it. So it has to be matana manas lahachzir, and that's why he gave it back. I give you my esrik, but you got to return it to me. What happens if he took it and lo yachzir, he did not return it? Lo yachzir. If he didn't fulfill the condition of returning it, he's not yachzir.
He's not konet.
He was not konet.
So
I'm only giving it to matana on the condition.
So the fulfillment of the mitzvah is mafreya after you return it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. After you return it.
Would have been a cruise, but otherwise, I'm going to go on to
Exactly. A week earlier, and there was a kosher cruise with the black kosher.
They had to go to Rome to argue against the Caesar.
They have cruises.
The question is, who was the scholar in residence? Was it all four, or was it all one?
It was a luxurious cruise. They had four scholars in residence.
Why do I care? Elephs is paid this one out. Had see, you wanted to know the answer. Why does it have to tell us he paid 1,000 zuz? And if he paid 1 zuz, 10 million zuz. They were willing to spend 1,000 zuz for the Arab Minim. And Baruch Hashem, even today, this mitzvah is a chaviva. Lots of people pay lots of money for the Arab Minim. He said, my father, meaning Ameimar, he used to go and daven Shaman Esra, holding the lulav and esrig in his hands. That's how precious and how dear he held it the whole time. Faith tomorrow, you think that's such a good idea? Don't hold the tefillin and don't hold the sefer Torah, because if you're being mechaven in your tefillin, chas to show the tefillin and sefer Torah, it might drop. On the other hand, if you're thinking about the tefillin and sefer Torah, you might not be thinking about the davening. And so therefore the two is a conflict. They shter interfere with one another. You also shouldn't go and be mashed in mind when you're wearing the tefillin or holding a sefer Torah. You shouldn't bend and you shouldn't sleep.
Right.
Same thing applies even though these are not Tvar Mitzvah. If you're holding something, quote unquote, which is precious, a sakin, a kar, a kikra, mice, all to don't hold them when you're davening Shemoneh Esrei.
How about a baby? That's always the question. Rabbi Gettinger was arguing about the Olav HaShalom.
Anyway, so we see you're not supposed to hold these things. Why are you holding on to Lulav HaShalom? Torah b'hu. There's no mitzvah involving the sack in the kar, kikra mois, and he's torah, and therefore either he's not going to think about the davening, or he's not going to think about the sack of the kar, it's going to fall. He's talking. Here's a mitzvah, the lulav and esrog, and therefore he doesn't have that same tirda. What does that mean?
Yeah.
So if you look at Rashi, about 8 lines before the end, la mitzvah ninu, la oichson, there's no mitzvah to hold on to the sack and to the kar, for having a little masa. The thichach torid bin masa'on, the covid olav masa'om ushmirasim. He's going to be noisy and thinking about the whole time. A b'halchan tilos. He doesn't have that same degree of tirda that will interfere with his kavana.
It's two different things altogether.
Exactly. The only question now is, if you tell him, of course, it's a holding a Dvar Mitzvah, he doesn't have the Tirda, so what about the Tefillin and Sefer Torah? Why are you not allowed to hold the Tefillin and Sefer Torah? That's also Dvar Mitzvah. So what's the difference? That's the bottom choice he talks about.
But this, holding or wearing the Tefillin, holding the Tefillin, holding the Sefer Torah, you can't wear a Sefer Torah.
Lo yoichas, odem til miyod, lo yoichas. Okay. He's holding. Look at the last choices. What about the Sefer Torah, it's at least in the last line, Tefillin and Sefer Torah, the Ika Bizoyin, Kisvei HaKodesh, when the Filosai, Torah Bu Tvei, Mein Datim, Es Yeshev, Es Bet Filosai. Even though we said a moment ago, the Tirda is only by the second Kara, Kikra Mois, because that's not Dvar Mitzvah, but here, as Bizoyin, Kisvei HaKodesh, he's afraid, Chas V'Shom, if this Sefer Torah falls down, or if these Tefillin fall down, Azab Bizoyin, but maybe the Arba Minim fall down, he might lose his Pitter. That's certainly a problem.
Yeah, I mean, certainly. 100%,
but okay. But it's not a bizoyin and kisvei hakodesh. I say the Torah chulila. Everybody will have to fast, so it's going to be tzuris tzuris. Anyway,
it's heavy for the whole thing.
Even if it's not heavy, he's thinking about it, and therefore.
Again.
Yeah.
So there is, what he's saying, since it's a mitzvah, if tefillah requires kavanah,
yeah,
and I'm holding this, it's true, the mitzvah means, but I'm saying after I've done kalamim, and you're holding on to the esrog, it's the same tefillah as you're holding on the tefillah.
I agree with you, but you're asking a very, very good question. So Rashi is trying to go and distinguish between the two and say when it's something which is not a Dvar Mitzvah, it's just a burden, a burden, a burden, a burden. He's thinking about this the whole time, this burden is going to fall. If you're talking about a mitzvah, mitzvah in itself makes it lighter on the individual because it's not, I have this heavy burden I have
it's
to wear.
It's not a distraction. It focuses
I love this
Arabina.
I'm so happy about the Arabina.
I don't miss it though.
Anyway, getting back to Gemara. Now the Gemara tells the famous story. Everybody knows the story. Tanya blows with Tzodik. Oymer kachay manogis v'ayim tishlayim. Onim yoytu v'beis sovel lov liyodei. People went out of their homes. They were holding the luv in their hats. Hoylech ha-beisik and asal lov liyodei is holding the luv. Kari kriya shmal mispal. V'lov liyodei. Even when he's learning Krishma, he's holding the luv. Now what is this Koyre B'Torah? This is Rashi. If he's called up for an aliyah and he's supposed to open up the Sefer Torah with both hands and close them with both hands, how can you open and close the Sefer Torah if you're holding the luv and esrog in your hand? So he has to go put it down during the time of his aliyah. Same thing as Noisias Kappa. If he's the Koyin who's giving his Dichanan, he can't hold his hands up and hold up the luv and esrog at the same time, you know. So therefore Michal Gabi Karka, he puts it down. What's going on over here? Why when he goes to the Smedish, he send the, why didn't he carry it himself? So Rashi says the list, Rashi, Torah Bishmaita, the Yipul Miyad. The person going to the Smedish, either he's giving the share, or he prepared the share, or he's learning it on Aladerach, and so therefore his mind is preoccupied with what was the Kasha Bikiva Eger? What was the Teretz Chassam Soifa? And what did the Noidim Yehuda say? What did the Aruch Lener say? What did the Rav? So he'd be so preoccupied with that that he might forget the lulav, it'll drop, he'll forget
it. What's Nichum Aveilim Anyantef? There's no Aveilus Anyantef. What's Nichum Aveilim?
You can be Menachem Aveilim. It says that when you go, if you are Menachem Ovel on Shabbos or Anyantef, you're not supposed to say Moki Menachem Eschem. You're supposed to go and say Shabbos Hi Melenachem. Because it's Shabbos, therefore we have we are restricted in the degree of Aveilus. So not
the question was asked in the Shugun says that somebody on Yom Tov, so even though he's not,
he's sitting
on it. It's suspended. It's suspended. It's pending shiva. It's
But you, right. But you can go and visit him. And
okay.
Anyway, it's Micah Mash. Well, so why are we telling us about the Anshu Yishalayim that they held the lulav the whole time? The reason of mitzvah means the reason really means the oyhavin, the chavivis of mitzvah. They loved the mitzvah so much they were holding on to the lulav and esrog, you know, 24 hours a day, coming, going, everywhere they went, they were holding on to the lulav and esrog. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Says Agi Ben Zayin.